This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ramadan has arrived. And Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam used to give the glad tidings to his companions when Ramadan comes, and he says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ. Ramadan has arrived. The month of Ramadan has arrived. It's a blessed month. This month is a blessed month. شهر مبارك. Allah has prescribed fasting upon you. In it, the gates of Jannah is opened, the gates of the hellfire is closed, and in it, one night better than 1,000 of months. Whomsoever will be deprived from the goodness in that night will be deprived. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He blessed us with living to see Ramadan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us by making the best ever we Ramadan we had in every day and in every night. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us see and live till we see the night of the power, and we will get the best of us, and we will do the best of we can in that night, and we will get the best of its goodness. Ya Rabbi Ameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We're gonna make or titled the month of Ramadan as the month of love. What we're gonna try to do is we're gonna try to do our best to become beloved to Allah and do the things that Allah loves, that so He can loves us. So the first thing we're gonna start, which is the first one in the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it in Surah Al-Baqarah, the cow, and the verse 195, وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, spend in the sake of Allah, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ, and don't throw your hands to a destruction. وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and do good. Allah verily loves those who are good doers. Good doers. So the first thing I want to do today, and I want to be someone who inshallah on the path that Allah will love me, I'm going to do the first thing He told me He loves, and that is al-ihsan, doing good, excellence, with excellent. And actually al-ihsan originally come from the name of Allah, al-muhsin. Al-muhsin is the beneficial, the beneficent, the benevolent, the excellent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also taught us through Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah has prescribed good or excellence on everything. And He gave us examples that will help me, you and me, will help us to practice what Allah loves. And He said, that's the hadith, فَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقَتْلَ, أَحْسِنُوا الْقَتْلَ, وَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الذَّبْحَ. If you kill, or if you're gonna slaughter an animal, do it with ihsan, excellent. And how is that? He explained it in another narration. Then look at one example. When you are about to slaughter the animal, don't let the animal look at the knife. It's going to be very painful. Push her head away, or the animal head away, or the eyes away, so she doesn't, or he doesn't see that you are about to kill them. Subhanallah. Ihsan, excellent. And ihsan in what? Number one, let us have ihsan al-dhanni fi Allah. Let's think, expect from Allah excellent and good. All the time, specifically in this month, in spite of the difficulty we are going. The first thing, أَحْسِنُوا الظَّنَّ بِاللَّهِ. Have good expectation from Allah. Everything we are seeing, we don't see a lot of khayr in it, but there is in it khayr. So number one, that's what we're going to practice today. Feelings, this is feeling internally in my heart. This is khayr. If He gave me life till I see Ramadan, then I am sure He will give me more of khayr. This is goodness. All there is sickness and there is death, but I'm sure there is in it somehow khair. So نحسن الظن بالله. We're going to practice this, number one. Number two, we're going to perform our actions of deeds with Allah, obligations specifically, with excellence. My siyam will be excellent. My salah will be with excellence. The best I can do. especially the obligations, not only the minimum, I will do the best. So any act of worship, obligatory, you can do. And even better, if you're going to practice it with the voluntary, we're going to put the title, I am going to do it with ihsan. I'll take my time in my salah. I'll read with focus. Instead of do two, I will do four. In my siyam, I'm going to observe everything else Allah doesn't want me to do in siyam. And I will do excellent, treat the people around me, my family, especially in this day and age, with excellence. It's not because they are my family or I love them or they are good to me only, but mainly because that's what Allah loves. Allah yuhibbu al-muhsineen. Allah loves those who are good doers. And I want to be that today, all day, to become a habit. And inshallah, it will be always a good doer. When Allah looks at me, He sees a good human being doing a good deed in a good way, if not in the excellent way. So I am going to be acting with the people around me and everyone in the family. Teach everyone and remind everyone, let's be Muhsin today. Let's put a title in the house. Let's be Muhsin. Muhsin in cooking. Muhsin in preparing the iftar, for example. Cleaning afterward in our taraweeh, in our sitting together. All these with ihsan. And then also, one way of doing it, I'm giving you more options, is when we spend. Because this ayah and this came in with infaq, with spending. When we spend, let us spend with ihsan also, with goodness, with excellence. Let's give with beauty. As Sayyida Aisha has been narrated upon her that when she used to give charity, she actually perfumed the money. And when people said, but you are giving it to a needy person, she used to say, I am giving it to Allah. So I have to give it in the best way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all min al-muhsineen, ya Rabbi ameen, the good doers, that they do every action in dunya and in akhirah, actions of this world, action for of the akhirah with excellence. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this learning and these actions that we changed a way that we love Him more. And the most important thing, He will love us. Jazakumullahu khairan.